This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you guys? Alhamdulillah, everybody's good. Quickly, inshallah, the programs that I look to roll out and things of that nature. And then we will have a very open discussion for parents. I'll explain kind of to you guys what I want to accomplish through the youth program. And then I want to hear from you guys. You know, do you things that you would like to see happen through the youth program, things that might be of concern to you, suggestions, complaints, whatever it is, this is the time to get it all out, inshallah ta'ala, because I want all of us to be on the same page. Myself and the youth, myself and the parents. And then the parents and the youth is the end goal. We all are working together seamlessly, inshallah. Yesterday I discussed with the youth a couple of initiatives that I have already begun working on, and then the plan of the things that I want to get done and start having on a regular basis in the next couple of weeks, inshallah. Hopefully August 1st we'll have all this rolling out, inshallah. The first thing I explained to them yesterday was the issue of youth lounges. The two lounges that are in the gym, we are going to make them fully operational and fully functional for the youth, inshallah ta'ala. I discussed the plan with the boys that we're going to make their youth room kind of like a Moroccan-style tent theme with floor couches all around the wall, you know, and some nice bean bags on the floor, a big rug. We're getting TVs on the wall so that we can put up some PlayStation so they can do like FIFA tournaments, Madden tournaments. We can sit together and maybe watch some of the football games and things of that nature coming up. And again, this will all be under my supervision when it comes to the boys' room. My office will be right there. It's actually attached to the boys' youth room. But we want to give them something that's their own space, you know, that is a space that belongs to us, inshallah ta'ala, something they feel comfortable coming to, something they are looking forward to coming to, inshallah ta'ala. And I mentioned with the sisters that once I finish getting a core committee for the sisters, I'm going to appoint them to have a budget. I'm going to work with the board, inshallah ta'ala, come up with a budget, and then let the sisters design their own room. Let them make it how they want to make it, because a woman's room needs a woman's touch, and that's not coming from me. So I'll let them do that, inshallah ta'ala. Of course, I'll be working and supervising with them, but I want it to be their space. I want them to feel like this is something they've created that is their space, inshallah ta'ala. As well as we will be doing, you know, normal talks here, like when we'd use the hero upstairs, it'll be just like this, you know. But also when those are not available, we will still be able to have like small halaqat from the boys' room. I am working with the IT department to create a link where there will be a camera in that room that will link over to the TVs in the sisters' room so that it can be broadcast, as well as try to hopefully, inshallah, create a link to the main hall where they can see the programs that are in the main hall if they want to come and lounge in their area and still take advantage of what's going on. Then I discussed with them that there will be, inshallah ta'ala, three weekly programs that I plan to roll out in the next couple of weeks to start with. Three weekly programs that will roll out that will all have a theme behind them. Wednesday evenings, we plan to do an educational series where we will start. I will be working with the ulama that we have here, with the Imam Nadeem, with Sheikh Yasser. I will also be working with outside shuyukh and teachers to develop a curriculum from kind of A to Z, basically A to Z. I spent too much time in the UK. A to Z, starting from the things that every Muslim must know by necessity, the things that you have to know as a Muslim, بِالدُّرُّرَة, by necessity. And then going on to things like the pillars of Islam, Salah, and so on and so forth, giving our youth, hopefully inshallah ta'ala, a strong connection to the foundations of their religion and a connection to their Lord. So going over a series like series on Tawheed, getting them to understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabb. Not just teach them about Rububiyyah, but get them to logically grasp it. Why is Allah Rabb? Why should we, you know, have our reliance and trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because it's easy to teach our youth to have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if they don't understand who Allah is, if they don't understand that He is Rabb, that He is the controller of the entire universe, everything is in His domain, then it's hard to have that sure tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So trying to give them this connection through these Wednesday talks. And then we will divide that in half. The first half of Wednesday will be educational. The second half will be called Youth Forum, where I will sit and brainstorm with the youth. Listen to them. What is the things that are going on in their life? What are the things that they are struggling with at home, in school, in with their peer groups, you know, hot button topics and issues, things that they normally are not going to bring to you, things that they're not normally going to bring to an imam or whatever. If they build that trust with me, I hope they will open up and share those things with me so that we can create a think tank of youth to try to tackle these issues, inshallah, and then put out papers, put out research material on this that can become a standard of what can be used throughout the DFW area and hopefully the nation, inshallah. My overall goal is to make the youth of EPIC the gold standard of the youth of the United States of America. I want to make the youth of EPIC a youth group that the whole country looks at and says, whatever they're doing, we need to try to implement some of this because it's working. That is my goal, inshallah ta'ala. So that will be on Wednesdays. Friday evenings are going to have somewhat of a social theme to them. Because they're Friday evenings, the end of the week, the end of school, you know, kids are all wound up from school, so Fridays will be kind of more of a wind down thing where it'll be a social gathering like Friday Night Lights, you know, where we have a small reminder and then we do something like we play basketball or sister social, or, you know, we do something that is more social involved, creating that brotherhood and love for one another that I talked about in the khutbah on Friday. I want to try to instill that in our youth, brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala. That as well will be, if we have overnighters, that will be on Fridays and things of that nature. If we have socials, we'll try to do it on Fridays. I plan to try to do things like, you know, bring food trucks, you know, bring taco trucks, bring ice cream trucks, bring, you know, Mexican churro trucks, all of that, so that we have something active on Friday night for the youth. Saturday evenings, we plan to start a inspirational series. Again, I'm going to work with Imam Nadeem, Sheikh Yasser, and this is where I will also bring outside speakers, where we will do more of inspirational talks, things that are, you know, designed to reach the hearts of the youth, to kind of soften that heart of theirs, to make them love the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a little more. And there's also a very huge Saturday night program I'm trying to institute once a month. We are still running that around with the board, and if that goes through, then this will be something that will not only be a super appealing to our youth here at EPIC, but I have a feeling it's going to draw youth from all over the DFW area. We instituted this program in the United Kingdom a couple of years ago. We started it, and now in the UK, the brothers who are continuing this program are seeing between 600 to 1,000 people in the masajid on Saturday nights for this program. Alhamdulillah. So we want to try to get something like that going here, inshallah ta'ala. So those three things, that will be the theme of those nights. Fridays and Saturday nights will always have a different topic. Let's say one Friday night might be, you know, basketball and remembrance of Allah. The next one might be something else, but there'll always be social. Saturday evenings, we might start an inspiration series where the first Saturday is about, you know, the hereafter series. And the second Saturday might be something that is, you know, is about diseases of the heart or something like that. But they'll always have a recurring theme. And the goal is to have that all displayed on a board outside, inshallah ta'ala, not a paper board. I want to try to get a TV out there like the kiosk that you have. Because our youth, if it's on paper, they're never going to read it. If it's on paper, they're not going to look at it. If it's not in a digital format, our youth are not even going to pay it any attention. So we plan to have a digital format there that will have a calendar of events, you know, going through the series of what's going on, so they can just come in, look, and see what's going on, and have that pegged in their mind of what's happening, inshallah ta'ala. But with all of the programs, every one of them, it doesn't matter if it's educational, it doesn't matter if it's social, it doesn't matter if it's inspirational, there are four main themes that I will try to institute into every program. The number one theme is the social bond of brotherhood and sisterhood. That's going to be primary. Learning that we learn to love one another, have respect for one another, have compassion for one another, have, you know, create this group of brothers and sisters that rely on each other, that are like one unit, inshallah. The second portion of that will always be about the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always, always, always having the remembrance of Allah and remembering where we are and what we are doing and our purpose in life. So it doesn't matter, even on social nights, we will have a reminder about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will begin with the remembrance of Allah and end with the remembrance of Allah. That is always going to try to remain primary, that we are learning something at every turn, even during our social gatherings, even if we're playing basketball, even if the sisters are doing whatever they are going to do. And I'm going to take some advice from the sisters, the things that they like to do, so we institute those, inshallah. The third thing is akhlaq. Will always be focused in every single program. Manners, adab, etiquettes. Our youth are in need of manners more than they're in need of anything else. And I know this because I have youth myself. The youth need mannerism. And that is a big, big part of what I am planning to try to institute with them, inshallah. I do want them to feel comfortable coming to the masjid. Yes, I do want them to feel comfortable coming to the masjid. I do want them to feel comfortable coming to the masjid no matter what level of religiosity they might be on right now. I want them to feel comfortable coming here. And I want them to be able to make mistakes. If we do not allow our youth the opportunity to make mistakes, they will not learn from those mistakes and they will not get life skills. All of you know that we learned a lot growing up from the mistakes that we made. So we need to allow them to make mistakes, because I would rather them make mistakes under our eyes so that we can guide them and correct them, to make those mistakes out on their own or with their friends or peers who are not going to help them in correction of that. So we want to give them that space to make mistakes. But we want to also guide them. Guide them towards right mannerism, right etiquettes, right actions. In a very, what is the word I'm looking for? Gentle is a little bit too soft of a word, but in a caring manner, as if we really do care. That is the goal, as I want to treat your children like I treat my own children, that we have some care and concern for them, inshallah ta'ala. So akhlaq, adab, and etiquettes are going to be primary. You know, that is going to be above all things. Even if we're having a fun all-nighter, etiquettes and manners of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be laid down. And if those are violated, we will correct them, inshallah ta'ala. And I am a person who is very easygoing. I'm a very laid-back individual, but there are certain red lines when it comes to respect. When it comes to respect of each other, when it comes to respect of myself, when it comes to respect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respect of the house of Allah, that I don't play with. Those are lines that will be drawn hard and fast, and the youth will get to know that, inshallah. The fourth thing that I always want to make sure that we're instituting, and my brain just had a shutdown. We had akhlaq, the fourth, and I just said it and mentioned it a second ago. Let my brain rumble a bit. For those of you here last night, and you might remember what I said fourth, I said salah. There it is. Alhamdulillah. I was just saying that if we were the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I made myself remember. Salah. No matter what we are doing, no matter whether we're here at the masjid with the youth, no matter whether we're out somewhere with the youth, no matter we're on a camping trip with the youth, it doesn't matter where we happen to be, when it is time to pray, it's time to pray. And that's the end of that. If we're at the masjid, when the iqama is called, everyone goes to pray, except for the sisters who are excused at that time. But other than that, I'm not going to go pray until I make sure every single youth under my watch has left and gone to the musalla. That is mandatory. If we're out somewhere in public, we're going to pray. The youth need to understand the importance of salah. That salah is mandated no matter where you're at. There is no specific place for salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the entire earth a masjid. The entire earth is a musalla. So wherever we are, we're always going to make sure that we're instituting the salah in jama'ah, insha'Allah ta'ala. So those are the four things I always want to incorporate into all of my programs. Is the social aspect, is the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the remembrance of Allah, and something to take home as a learner. Akhlaq, adab, and etiquettes of a Muslim and of an upright citizen. And number four is praying on time, making sure that we are praying salah together in jama'ah and we're not taking and cutting corners with that, insha'Allah ta'ala. But for you as parents, one of the things that I'm hoping that we can see and we achieve is I want to have monthly meetings with you guys. Every single month I want to sit down with the youth of Epic's parents, because I need to judge whether or not what I am doing is having an effect when they leave this place. It's all fine and dandy if they do exactly what I want them to do while they're under my watchful eye. That's fine. But if that is not transferring to home, if that is not transferring to school, if that is not transferring to outside of this place, then what I'm doing is not working. And that's the way it was when I taught martial arts. I taught martial arts for many, many years and ran martial arts schools in Florida. And I always made sure to keep a constant contact with all of the parents, because if what I am teaching your child here in this academy, I would tell them, is not transferring to home, if they're not becoming more respectful at home, if they're not becoming more disciplined at home, if those morals and manners I am teaching them are not transferring to school, if they're not getting better grades, if they're not getting all of that improvement outside of here, then they're just faking it with me. And realistically, they're doing what they need. Youth are very good about that. They're good at doing what they need to do while they're under my watchful eye, and then when they go home, it just completely flies out the window. That's not going to work. I need it to be transferring outside of this place, because I want our youth to become a representative of the youth of Epic. I want them to be such good, upstanding youth and citizens classmates and pupils, that people are like, you know, where are these youth coming from? What is the change in them? Because of the programs at Epic. That's what I want to be the overall premise of this program. So with that having been said, always know that any time you have a way to reach out to me, at any time, if there is anything that is going on with your children that I can ever be of any assistance with, consider me an extended part of your family. My email is very easy. It's yusha.evans@epicmasjid.org. I check my emails frequently. And if it is an emergency, if there's ever something you need me for, just put emergency in the header line. Put emergency in the header line, and let me know that there is an issue. Or if it's more emergent than that, I will have a number that, for my office, that will always be forwarded to my cell phone when I'm not here. You can reach me that way, but always it's easy to do it through email, because I'm always on that and checking that. Tell me what's going on, how I can be of help. Consider me an extended part of the family, insha'Allah ta'ala. I'm hoping to build a rapport with your children that will allow me to help in that way, insha'Allah. That maybe they will listen to me in some ways they might not even listen to their parents. Maybe I will be able to get some things through their heads that they won't get in other ways, insha'Allah. We plan on instituting things like social media for them, a youth Epic Instagram, being very active on Facebook, because I know our youth live on social media. They live there. That's like the virtual world that they live in. I guarantee you every single youth, but most of youth, I would say 99% of youth between like the ages of 13 to 30 that have a phone, their screen time is probably 10, 15 hours a day that they're on that screen, that they're looking at that screen. So we want to take advantage of that, institute some things that are going to get out there with WhatsApp groups, social media groups, and things of that nature, so that they're already looking at their phone. Let's get them on something that is beneficial to them, insha'Allah. Because I'm sure out of 15 hours they spend on that a day, 14 and a half of it is nothing beneficial to them whatsoever. So we want to make sure that we change that around, insha'Allah. As well as when we're having regular programs, like youth educational programs, or we're having halaqa and things of that nature where it's not social, I'm going to make sure that phones are not out. We're going to learn to put that phone down a little while. You're not going to die. You're not going to have a heart attack. Your Instagram's not going to catch on fire. You know, your Snapchat's not going to freeze. It'll be all right if you stay away from it for a little bit. So we'll try to slowly start weaning them off of being so attached to that, insha'Allah ta'ala. So this is my overall goal, insha'Allah, is to establish kind of this bond with the youth, establish the bond to where I become a extended part of your family with them, making sure that I'm instituting these four principles in every program that we do, as well as making that connection between myself and you, so that I know what's going on when they leave here. when they leave here. I need your eyes and ears to let me know, how am I doing? How are the things that I'm doing here transferring over to home? And if we need to make an adjustment and make that a bit better, then we'll do so, inshallah. This is going to be a learning process. It's going to be a learning curve, inshallah. And I ask you to bear with me again. And reach out to me, anything. Even if it's a complaint, even if you just are very upset with me over something that I did and you want to just have it out with me, please do so. Please do so. That's good for you sometimes. Trust me. It's good for you. Sometimes you just need to vent and let it out. And I'm more than willing to bear that burden, inshallah. I'm not someone who's above criticism. Criticism is like the best friend of any leader. Anyone who's in a position of leadership, criticism is their best friend. It keeps them humble and it keeps them corrected, inshallah. If not, they get too ahead of themselves. So please, make sure I'm the person you come to. If there's an issue with me, come to me. If there's an issue with me, come to me. I'm available. Even if you want to sit down with me and have it out with me face to face, please do so. Let's do it, inshallah. No problem. I'll keep my black belts at home. They're never for you guys, inshallah. Never for you guys. Oh, also we want to try to institute, I think the youth wanted to have some maybe regular occurring self-defense workshops for sisters as well as brothers, like real life self-defense situations that youth would find themselves in and how in a real world scenario to defend themselves. That was one of my expertise in martial arts. I was a certified Krav Maga instructor, which is hand-to-hand combat and street self-defense. So I will try to, you know, institute that for them, especially sisters. Sisters need to know how to defend themselves in situations, inshallah. Now, any questions about what I have just said, any concerns about what I've just said, or any concerns you have in general, things that you want to see happen, things that you hope to see happen, things that you don't like so far, etc., this is your time. This is like a free forum to have it out and get it out of your system, inshallah. I'll take one from the brother and one from the sisters, inshallah. Yes, brother. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. They can hear me anyway. The microphone's not. You guys can hear me, right? I've been told I have somewhat of a loud. I can just repeat the question. Okay. He's asking, when we return for youth, what age group are considered youth? I don't know the way it was before, but you know, for the programs I plan to institute, it most likely will be effective on middle school age. Through college, middle school through college. Does that sound like what, you know, what's been most before? Middle school through college. And I will tailor those programs, because you cannot talk to middle schoolers the way you talk to high schoolers and college students. We are going to tailor those programs, but that is something I'm going to try to learn on the fly once I see how those things are working, because I could put it in black and white right now and it might necessarily meld right. But we are going to fine-tune the programs to where, and that's going to be also yesterday. I told all of the youth we're going to create 4 appointments within the youth for brothers and sisters. One of those appointments will be an activities coordinator that will kind of be like my right hand for brothers and sisters, someone who can learn the system the way I am doing it and can do things just like I do them. And that will be somebody that I will lean on heavily, because I'm also working with outreach. I'm also going to be traveling once a month. I'm also a human being. I could get sick next week and be out for 3 days. I don't want anything to stop just because I'm not here. If the programs all revolve around me, I'm failing. I should be able to miss a week because of some surgery or whatnot, and nothing should stop. Everything should continue to function. So we'll have an activities coordinator that will kind of be my right hand for brothers and sisters. We will have an education coordinator who will help me coordinate all of the education-based activities, help me coordinate with Imam Nadeem, with Sheikh Yasser, with outside speakers, making all of that happen for me, inshallah. We will also have a secretary who will keep, you know, track of things like minutes, keep track of WhatsApp groups, keep track of attendance, keep track of attendees and contacts, and someone that can just kind of keep me in order, inshallah. And then we also have a treasurer who will keep in track of our finances as they're coming in and as they're going out, and also help us to learn how. One thing I want to have from the youth, another goal I have from the youth, is learning how to take care of ourselves a little bit. Well, teaching them life skills, but also teaching them some financial stability. Like, we shouldn't always have to lean on the board to pay for everything, you know, especially for the high school and college age children. We should come up with some good ideas to kind of fund some of the fun things that we want to do so that we can stand on our own two feet. I want to teach our youth how to balance a bank account, balance a checkbook, learn credit, things of that nature so that they can go out and be functional, learn how to iron their own clothes, learn how to change a tire, change oil, learn how to do things that every human being before the year 2000 had to know how to do in order to survive in the modern world. So those things I want to institute, inshallah. So middle school, high school, college, inshallah. They will be from amongst the youth. And those coordinators will get to choose three people to kind of facilitate for them. They will have a subcommittee that will answer to them. And then the coordinator answers to me. So I'm trying to create this chain of command and responsibility to teach our youth how to assume these kind of leadership roles and kind of more have more responsibility so that, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, they're ready to take up leadership positions in business, leadership positions in society, in the masajid. Teach them how these things work, inshallah. A little bit of responsibility for them. There'll be one for brothers and one for sisters. Whatever I do for brothers, I also want a mirror for sisters. I want there to be equality across the board like that. But again, they won't be mirrored in exact, there'll be exact programs for brothers and sisters. No, we're going to cater them, but I want to make sure that we're giving the attention fully to both equally, if that makes sense. Fully to both equally, inshallah. Yes, yes, inshallah. There will be. Sister, yes.
So I have high schoolers, I do have a middle school kid as
well. Okay.
And we're new to the community too. So
okay. No, they will be open to middle schoolers, and there will be some days where it's focused more on youth. Like I'll have, you know, just the younger children for a program, middle schoolers for a program, and there will be some programs that will kind of be more catered towards high school and middle schools if we're discussing topics that are, might be a little bit more sensitive to their ears that maybe middle schoolers are not quite ready for yet. So I will cater that as we go, inshallah. But I will make sure that we are catering to both. Also, that is across the board. That should start in middle school. That should actually start in elementary school. But yes, that will be across the board. But we will cater certain programs that would need to be divided up differently. Like we'll cater that, inshallah. Also, we are going to look for a sister to be a part-time youth coordinator. And if I'm right, this is a paid position, part-time youth coordinator paid position that will work with me, because then that will give me more easy direct access to the sisters, inshallah ta'ala, in a more permissible format, if you want to say. So we are looking for that. So any sister who thinks that she might fit for that, I think I've already gotten one email from a sister from yesterday. Any sister who thinks that could be some of a fit for her, she has the time for it, she has the energy for it. Also, I'm looking for someone that can connect with the youth, you know, that can have some connection with the youth. Please email me, yusha.evans@epicmaster.org. Explain that you're interested in this. Explain why. Also, if you know a sister who might be good for this, tell her to get in touch with me, inshallah ta'ala. We are looking to fulfill that as soon as possible, because then that'll help me, because I have access to the brothers. We're on WhatsApp together and all that, so I can reach out to them more directly. I want to create that same kind of straight line of communication to the sisters. So we're looking for a part-time sisters coordinator, youth coordinator as well, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Just wanted to update this. We do have a youth coordinator, and she's going to college in UTA, and she asked to, you know, be relieved, and she's still going to be until August 15th. So inshallah, we are looking to fulfill that position. So please contact with Brother Yusha.
And the question the sister had, I just answered, was will I cater programs, you know, towards middle schoolers and high schoolers and college students differently? That's what I was answering, inshallah. Forgive me for not repeating that. Yes, brother. I don't expect an easy time, but hopefully we get through it, inshallah.
Hundred percent. I think there's some parents.
The question was about sports. Will we try to establish any organized teams? Yes, that is something I want to work on, establishing organized teams for brothers and sisters, inshallah, because there are sisters who like sports as well, like basketball, flag football, cricket. I'm going to leave to somebody who understands cricket. I have no idea. Soccer and things of that nature. And I'm going to try to work with, you know, other youth coordinators at other major masajid around the area to do the same thing. And let's get together and have some healthy competitions, inshallah. That's something I plan on working, because I'm also going to try to establish those connections with the other masajid and the other youth coordinators with other masajids, so that we can, because we're all working for the same goal, inshallah. So yeah, we will try to make those teams and see if we can have some healthy rivalries going, inshallah. So yes, we will do that, inshallah. Sisters, yes. Yes, the question was about the, and I'll take the other one. Let me answer one at a time, inshallah. Is there going to, she wanted to see if there was something to institute taking our children from through the Quran from cover to cover, you know, kind of in a systematic way, inshallah. Yes, that is something I plan on sitting and working down with Imam Nadeem and Sheikh Yasser, who are both kind of experts in this field, to work with us to make create a program like that, inshallah. Yes, absolutely. Yes. She asked about the MSAs, the high school and college. We discussed that with the youth last night. I am going to establish connections with the college MSAs and the high school MSAs, and I'm going to become their point of contact for anything that they need, resources they need, regular attendance to them, even elementary schools. One young man wanted to know if I'd be willing to visit them. Absolutely. I am going to be the contact point and resource for that. I've already established a connection with UTD. I will start going to UTD on a regular basis, on a monthly basis. I will do the same with the high schools and start working with them. I will become their point of contact for everything they need, kind of developing a curriculum and a plan to kind of help guide them into doing some beneficial things with their time in the MSA, inshallah. And I've done that with many, many MSAs nationwide. I've been to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of universities all around the globe and seen what kind of works and doesn't work. So I'll try to help them and guide them on some of those points, inshallah. Absolutely. Alhamdulillah. Get somebody who didn't answer. You didn't have an answer to anything, have you? Have you asked yet? No. Okay, alhamdulillah. Yes. The question was about the Hifz school students, if giving them some time, because they memorize a lot of the Quran all throughout the week, giving them some time. Yeah, they should be, I want them to become part of the program. We need people like that. I don't know if I'm going to specifically have time to set out specifically for them. We'll see, inshallah ta'ala. But if they're youth, then they're more than welcome to join any of our programs, getting all of that. We are going to involve our youth in outreach. We're going to have a specific involvement for the youth with outreach, and that's going to come through my education coordinator, directing youth outreach. I am going to be working with outreach committee to group the youth. There's a brother named Arslan I'm already working with to set up like da'wah training programs for the youth, get them involved in da'wah, and connect those two. The two jobs that I am currently doing with youth and outreach are kind of blend together, and hopefully, inshallah, you'll see after the next 2-3 months how they blend together. But yes, we're going to get them involved in da'wah. They are the foundation of da'wah, the youth. They always have been. They always should be, inshallah. So yes, absolutely. Sisters, any other sister? Yes.
Is it possible to have
I'll have to say, I don't know if the young kids are under my, I don't know if that's under my banner or not. No, but I'll try to work with whoever is dealing with those. So maybe we can kind of make sure we're on this kind of in a linked page so that they are ready when they come, inshallah. Yep, I'll make sure that we're working together, inshallah. Inshallah. That's a good suggestion. I'll make sure that we're doing that, inshallah. Yes, brother.
I see. One second.
He's talking about the conflict between I'm having Wednesday night, Sheikh Yasser starting programs on Wednesday night. There's going to be some overlap, considering that there's four of us here now. There's always going to be some overlap between youth and between some programs that are going on in the main hall, just by the very nature of the way it is. And that will be a thing where the parents and the youth will. I'm not going to hold anybody, accountable if they say, I'd rather go attend Sheikh Yasser's Suratul Yusuf, because he's going to switch it over to something else in a few months. That is absolutely fine, because that's all part of the same education. You know, as long as they're getting the education, I'm not saying it has to come from me. You know, we're offering that service to them. If there is a parallel service that is going on with regards to education that they choose to do, and the parents choose to do with them, I'm 100% fine with that. That's still going in the same direction. Does that make sense? It's not whereas I want them to only be sitting under our pro. No. If Wednesday is about education and I'm holding something about education, it might be something a little bit different than what Sheikh Yasser is doing at the moment. But if they want to go to that, it's fine. It's fine as well, inshallah. It's fine. Does that make sense? Yes, but then if later on if we start having a program in the main hall on Tuesdays, then I'll have to switch it to Wednesday. You get what I'm saying? Like we have to kind of keep some consistency, inshallah. It might be a conflict now. 2, 3, 4 months from now, it might not be a conflict anymore. You get what I'm saying? We want to kind of keep that consistency. There is going to be some overlap. That's just the nature of having four amazing people, heading a center like this. There's going to be some overlap, but we'll try our best to coordinate around that, inshallah ta'ala. There might be even some Wednesdays where I say, okay, hey, let's go sit in Sheikh Yasser's class. You know what I mean? That might be our Wednesday education. Let's go spend a day in the main hall with Sheikh Yasser, because we are all working together. You know, that is the goal that we have, is to work together. And I want to just add something really quickly, is that, and it will kind of mirror the words that you heard, Sheikh Yasser. For those of you who were here the other night when he spoke about his Q&A session and kind of his methodology and ideology of how he's going to about doing that, we have a very similar stance. Alhamdulillah, I've known Sheikh Yasser for a long time, since he was a graduate of Jamia Islamia in Medina. We studied under some of the same type of teachers and same ways I studied. Most of my teachers are Hanbali. Most of his teachers are Hanbali. But I've also been around long enough and have traveled enough of the globe to realize how broad and how colorful the understanding of Islam is when it comes to fiqh, when it comes to methodology. So I'm going to try to make our programs also represent that, inshallah ta'ala. Represent not just one way, not just one right answer, one wrong answer, one right way. The only right way is the way of the Quran and the Sunnah. That is for sure. But how that is understood, there is some variety in that, and there is some permissible variety in that. But just like Sheikh Yasha said, there are certain places where I draw lines. There are certain areas of aqidah where I draw lines and say, okay, no, we can't, that we're gone too far there. There's issues like he said, when it comes to abuse of the companion, no, we stop right there. When it comes to, weird theories about the Quran or the Prophet, and there are certain red lines I'm going to draw. But within that, we're going to try to be very flexible with understanding, inshallah ta'ala. But I, at the end of the day, am responsible for all the programs, so I will call that case by case basis. working along with people like Sheikh Yasser, Imam Nadeem, Ustad Bajur, and all the people that I have to rely on a global scale. Whenever I have questions about certain topics or issues, alhamdulillah, 12 years of traveling the globe and spending time under many teachers in Egypt and in the UK and in here and in Saudi, I've developed a long repertoire of people I can reach out to, so I will be using them to give me advice and guide me along the way, inshallah. But we will, you know, try to be broad in our understanding, withdrawing some kind of red lines that we don't go past, inshallah, if that makes sense. A sister, I think it's a sister's turn now, inshallah. Then I'll come to you, brother. Yes, sister. The question was, would there be any specifics about homeschooled youth and dealing with the challenges of homeschooled youth? Email me about that, and we'll discuss that, inshallah ta'ala. It's not something that's crossed my mind, but now that you've mentioned it, send me an email, and we'll discuss that, inshallah. Inshallah. Yes, brother, right there, then I see you in the front, brother. Will I have any programs for parents related to youth matters? Yes, I am going to meet with the parents once a week, and then that will be kind of like what this was, a half and a half, where I will spend 30 minutes kind of explaining to you guys some things I've learned about the youth, maybe a reminder for the parents, alhamdulillah, and then take your feedback. So we'll split it half and half with that, inshallah. And also, I will be doing, for the general community, it was announced that I will be doing 2 Saturdays every single month in the main hall, main program for the entire community. My topics will be focused on mainly around da'wah, insha'Allah ta'ala, because that's kind of like my area of expertise. So it will be things about getting, you know, the community motivated and involved in da'wah and da'wah related topics. But I will be doing the first and third Saturday of the month in the main hall, insha'Allah. Sister, yes. Yes, ma'am.
My concern is that kids at home are spending, especially the boys, are spending significant amount of time on these big issues at home. So they'll have what, open access to
No.
How will the restriction work? I mean, are you going to set hours like, okay, well,
yes. Everything will have restrictions. The life has to have rules and regulations for the things. The question was, are there going to be PlayStations in the youth room? They already are on those things enough. I know, my son is too. So are they going to have unrestricted access to come to the masjid and be like glued to the TV? No. That will be kind of relegated to certain hours after school where, you know, if the youth want to come here directly after school and do some things, there'll be certain set hours, okay, you guys can play, and it'll be very regulated of what they can play, like, you know, sports games and stuff like that. They want to compete with each other, and we might at some point have like tournaments, like FIFA tournaments, where they can have healthy competition with each other, Madden tournaments, but it will be very restricted, inshallah, and it will always be under either my eye or the activities coordinator, who, again, I'm going to choose very carefully to be kind of my right hand to be very responsible in that matter. There will be restrictions. I'm not sure exact. I can't give you like time frames and yet, because we haven't even got it open and going yet, but we're working on that. But everything's going to have some kind of boundaries. There has to be boundaries, inshallah. Yeah, no, that will be restricted for like all-nighters. You know, we're not going to stay till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, even on Friday night, because then I know those youth are not getting up for Fajr the next morning. It's going to be hard for me to get up for Fajr the next morning. You know, so there will be cutoff times, and I will try to make sure that the youth are getting home. Now, once they get in their cars and leave the masjid, I can't really, follow every one of them everywhere they go. I hope that they end up going home. But if they don't, that's where I'm going to need the parents to reach out to me and say, hey, these youth, they're leaving the masjid on Friday night. They're leaving you at 11. They're not coming home till 1. That's where I'll step in and try to find out what's happening and what's going on, inshallah.
So once you set
sort of
concrete times as to cutoff times, that would be very
helpful. Yeah, there will be concrete cutoff times because I want the parents to know what time the programs end. So that they should know what time they should expect their children to be home. Because if not, there's a disconnect there. If you don't know what time you're, if my child is going out somewhere, I need to know what time, okay, you're going to a program, what time does it end? I don't know. Well, you're not going. You know what I mean? Or I'm telling you when it ends. It ends at this time and you need to be home by this time. So I will be working with the parents with that to make sure that we keep, a healthy schedule. Because even during the school year, yes, Friday and Saturdays they're a bit off, but we can't let them be up to 2-3 in the morning. I mean, that's just, they're never going to recuperate from that. Because there's no such thing. One thing I have learned, and I've learned through my own studies and travels and stuff, you don't catch up on sleep. There's no such thing. Sleep that is missed is never caught up on. There's no way. You're not going to say, I'm going to sleep 2 hours tonight and I'll sleep 10 hours tomorrow. And that's not the way the body works. That's not the way the circadian rhythm works. It's detrimental to a young developing mind to not get a certain number of hours of sleep every single night. Their brain just doesn't function right. So we will make sure that we're keeping that. And I will also take, advice from the parents, like a general consensus, what time on Friday and Saturday nights you want your children to be home, to make sure that I am ending the programs by a certain time. So that means if they're not at your house by a certain time, then they went somewhere else, because I made sure that they were off the premises by such and such time, inshallah. We will keep the parents in the loop with that and make sure that there is some standard to that. Yes, brother. Things like that is a very good idea. Put it down on black and white and send it to me in an email. Because then I can take that, copy it, and put it in kind of like my spreadsheet of ideas that are always going to be running through my head and I'm going to try to be instituting in programs. You might tell me today and I forget next week, you know what I mean? But when it's in black and white, it gives me something. Because I kind of am very systematic about the way my brain works and the way I do things. My wife says I have an OCD about information, and I like it to be written down. I like it to be somewhere where I can go back and look at it, inshallah. So send that to me. Just like I asked a sister about homeschooling, email me. And if you ever send me an email and it's about something that you want responded and I don't respond to it right away, because I have 245,000 unread emails right now, but I'm making sure that the ones from Epic are always flagged as important. Follow it up. Say, Brother Yusha, did you catch this? I sent you an email. Just make sure, because I'm always going to try to at least respond with a received. I will get back to you as soon as possible. Jazakul khairan. So if you don't get that from me within like 24, 48 hours, email me again. Just remind me. We all need to be reminded. I'm not a youth as per se. I'll be 40 next year, inshallah. But my mind still slips from me a little bit. So we'll work on it, inshallah. One second. We have a sister and then I'll come to you, inshallah. Yes, sister. The sister's asking about program for volunteers. That is something we will work with, and it's also going to be part of outreach as well, part of the outreach program. So yes, we're going to try to make sure that the volunteers of EPIC are appreciated and that they're shown that their commitment to the masjid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciated. Yes, absolutely, sister, inshallah. Yes, brother. Thank you. Yes, there is an app for Epic. Yes, right? All of that's on the... And I think the youth programs will start going on there, right, inshallah? They should? Just the social media. It'll be on social media. I think I'm going to work with the brother to make something specific for the youth, inshallah, with Medina apps. We're going to work on something specifically for the youth. We talked about that, right? Incorporating something. Yes. Yes. What is the name of the main app? Epic Islamic Center, Epic Masjid. Wayak. Yeah. We will be coordinating massively on social media for the youth, inshallah. And we have the app man right here. We're going to be working on something specifically for the youth because they are they live in a digital world. Okay. One sister and then Brother Riyadh. Yes, sister. Alhamdulillah. Yes. The sister was asking, you know, the youth were excited, they want to be involved, you know, but they also want to make sure that during the school year, their studies, their exams, is there going to be a way that I'm coordinating that they know things ahead of time so they can make a formal plan? Yes, that's why we want to get a kiosk, a TV out there with all of the programs so they can see them. We're going to, that's why one thing I want to coordinate with a brother to create an app just maybe for the youth to where they can log on to the app and see everything that's going on so that they have that plan ahead of time. And that's why I also will be using the four chairpersons that I choose and their subcommittees to make sure that we streamline the process of information coming and going so that if somebody wants to help and or if even one of my chairpersons has exam or something coming up, they let me know so that we can they find someone that can step in for them. Yes, we're going to try to make this a very smooth running process, almost like a well-oiled diplomatic machine, like a political machine that just works, inshallah ta'ala. But again, some of that's going to take ironing out the wrinkles, ironing out the kinks, and it's going to be a little bit rough going in the beginning, but hopefully we'll get it all smoothed out soon, inshallah. Yes, brother.
Mm-hmm. So you adopt a program and have youth go out there and work together, cleaning up whether a house or cleaning up the street.
Oh, 100%.
Having a bigger event and have the youth and the parents and other committees involved and do it like a joint program.
Yes, it was talking about on a regularly occurring basis, getting the youth involved in the other things that the community's involved in, social services like, you know, trash cleanup, helping, you know, homeless shelters and super. Yeah, 100%. I want the youth out there involved, and we want to do it through the proper channels, through the masjid, inshallah. Yeah, we promote it. We tell them, hey, this month we're going to do some. We have to do some. I want to make sure our youth are giving back because the youth of Epic are privileged, mashallah ta'ala. And unfortunately, sometimes they behave that way. I'm sure you guys do almost everything for them, and that unfortunately leads them to be a little bit lazy. So we're going to make sure that they are out giving back, that they realize the privilege that they have, and they use that to give back and show the gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by getting out and helping the community. So I'll maybe ask them this month, we're going to do something in the community. What do you guys want to do? Here are the programs that Epic is involved in. Let's choose one. Let's go to that committee. Let's go to that, you know, chain of command, and let's find out how we can get involved, and we'll promote it as a big program and get our youth out there, let them get their hands dirty a little bit, inshallah. Yes, for sure. You learn gratitude when you give back. That's when you learn true gratitude, when Allah has blessed you and you return that blessing by helping others. So we're going to try to instill that into their brains, inshallah. Yes, sister and then a brother, inshallah. Yes, sister. No. Outreach she's asking, is my outreach responsibility just for youth? No. I'm over all outreach.
How can we support you?
just email me, say you want to be involved. I'm creating a list of few people who've emailed me. My first goal was to get the youth kind of up and running, because if we leave them to their own, you know, to their own whims for too long, we already know what can happen. So I wanted to get them kind of functioning and rolling, and then we're going to start doing the same thing with the outreach. We already have, I've already instituted, I just started on Monday, we've already got a full-fledged program with YSLAM coming up. There will be an 8-week course that's going to be announced very soon. You'll be registered for it, and we're going to do an 8-week bi-weekly Dawah training series with myself, Sheikh Yasser, Mufti Wasim Khan, and one other brother. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But yes, we've already got one major program going, and we're going to start instituting many things for outreach, inshallah. But I wanted to make sure we get the youth kind of off the ground first, because you cannot leave them with nothing for a while, because they get in trouble like that. So yes, outreach will start rolling out very soon. I'll be sitting with the outreach committee that's already established to start creating a similar hierarchy to where things run, even if I'm not here, and we'll start getting involved in outreach and da'wah. We want to, one of the goals I have is to make an epicenter for da'wah in the United States, and an epicenter for reverts. I want this to become a home for people who want to become a Muslim, or even people who become Muslim all over the country. I want them to know that EPIC is a resource for them, you know, inshallah. The goal here is to see the revert population grow every single year. And not just grow by taking shahada, but grow by them staying in the community. They're still here with us. So that is my goal, inshallah, is to bring new Muslims into the fold of Islam here at EPIC, and keep them in the fold of Islam here at EPIC through our services. That's my overall goal. As being a revert myself, I know how much of a challenge it is, so we plan to address that, inshallah.
Do we have access to training?
100%. Everybody has access to that training. It's going to be completely open. We actually need as many. There is no such thing as having too many people in outreach as volunteers. We need help. As well as the brother said with the youth programs, I'm not going to be trying to run these as a one-man captain of the ship, micromanaging. No, we're going to need the parents involved. If I plan to do outings, I'm not going to try to manage 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 youth on my own. I will be reaching out to you guys and get sister chaperones, get brother chaperones, so that there's, you know, 15, 20 eyes on our youth at one time, not just two. You know, so we will be reaching out to you. For those of you who are not part of the Telegram broadcast group for parents, there is a group for EPIC parents on Telegram. Please send them an email and say you want to be part of the broadcast group on Telegram. Give me your phone number and I will add you to the Telegram group. It's a channel where I can broadcast things that are going on for the youth, or things that the parents need to know. And so you'll be in the know. And I'm going to use that regularly, inshallah, so that you're in the know. And if I need help, I'll reach out through that platform. Say, hey, I'm having a program next month. I'm going to need two brothers, two male chaperones, two female chaperones. Who's interested? Let me know. So please make sure you're a part of that, inshallah ta'ala. Yes, brother. Yep, I've already been over there. I've already walked through that neighborhood, and I'm my eyes are on it, inshallah. But I'm slowly. My mind is running in those directions, you know. But things have to build up to that. I know, and that's when I went over there and looked at it. Alhamdulillah. Forgive me, I didn't email you back. This first week has been a whirlwind. If I haven't emailed anybody back in this first week, I'll get back to you starting on Monday, Tuesday, inshallah. This first week literally has just been like, you know, a storm. I don't know where I'm coming or going. I've slept like 3 hours a night. I'll get into that, inshallah. But I did go over there and look at that community. And yes, we need to, that's our neighbors. We have to at least show some concern for them, inshallah. Yes, I'll take one more, because then we can go and get ready for Salah. One more sister, one more brother. Yusha.evans@epicmasjid.org. Yusha.evans@epicmasjid.org. Any more sisters have a question? No? Brother, any more questions? No? Okay, well, last one. Alhamdulillah.
Career coaches.
100%. He was saying, you know, try to involve the youth in more things other than just, you know, religious activities and things of that nature, getting involved in, like, you know, political understandings and things. Yes, but that is where I will be leaning on those services. What I explained today was just kind of what I'm taking under my own guide. Things that are outside of my scope, suggestions you have like this are the perfect thing to email to me so I can put them in a pointer so that later on, I can say when I actually things kind of smooth down and calm down, I can start branching out and saying, okay, we want to try to get involved in this and that. So I'll have those resources and I'll remember those ideas 2 months from now. Because it's a good idea now, but a month from now, it's probably going to have floated way out of my head. So send me an email, inshallah. Hundred percent. Yes. No, that's all part of life skills. When I said I want to teach our children life skills, it was just how to function in society. You know, how to actually, you know, if God forbid something happened to your parents tomorrow, you know, how would you function as a citizen? How would you function as a semi-adult in this world? So that's all part of life skills. So send me those suggestions, yusha.evans@epicmaster.org, and we'll start instituting those. But the things I talked about today were what, like the next 2 months, 3 months that I'm going to start trying to roll out. And then once things are running smoothly and I start seeing how the ship is going to sail, then we can start adding some more things to it, inshallah, if that makes sense. I want to kind of keep it very small at the beginning, kind of this focus very small till we get that going well. It's kind of like working out, you know. I mean, I don't want to go and try to grab every weight in the gym right away, you know. Just let's get what we can get going smoothly, and then we can slowly start adding to that, inshallah. I don't want to overwhelm myself or anyone else as well. So we'll start adding those things as go. Again, any suggestions, any questions, email me, yusha.evans@epicmasjid.org, and I will see you guys again. Again, we'll meet back up in a month. Every month I want to have this meeting. But if, you know, there's something you desperately need to talk to me about and you want to discuss with me, just get in touch with me. We'll make it happen, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum jami'a. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa shahadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum.